Application Authority.
That works in your country, but I know in Australia and US it won't work. We don't work as a country, we work as a collective.
Every state is a country.
Yep. So happy with that? I think that's a good point. So even building on the work from yesterday, which is fantastic. If we scroll down, back down to Annex 2, where we were. So we mentioned about PCN. None of the standard, the tolerances were modified as we keep scrolling down. One major change we did was in item 5, the crop oil should be free from, and we referred to zero tolerances or zero tolerance pests. It's the emphasis here is now a change from the pathogen as it was in the in vitro material. It's now the focus is on the disease. We're saying that the disease free, not pathogen free or pest free as it may be applied. So that was a major update to the text there. In item 6, we'll talk about the requirements for isolation rotation, dependent on the local circumstances and the specifics of potato production in the country or region, and any such testing or inspection process must be approved by the certifying authority. For field inspection procedures, we had some discussion there about the appropriate timing for when inspections should occur, and ideally that should be at the start or before flowering stage, but it's really about when disease symptoms and variety purity and identity can be observed. Yep, sorry. United States.
So